Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In Minnehaha County, as many counties across the state, it's time for the fair. We're talking about the Sioux Empire Fair today. And while teenagers are expressing safety concerns on social media, law enforcement officers are talking to the community about safety and crime prevention. We're joined today in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio by Captain Mike Walsh with the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department. Captain Walsh, welcome.
Good morning.
So too soon to sort of figure out what the statistics are as far as what exactly is. Do you track the crimes at the fair?
We do. Each year, our detectives are given a number of cases that are generated out of the fair. And while we don't know those numbers just yet, we kind of look at it every year to see if it's up or down from the previous year or the previous years.
All right. So this is what's happening on social media, and I'm sure you've already seen many of these things, but kids are talking about what's happening. They're saying they don't feel as safe as they have in the past. Is this something that you think is a legitimate expression on social media, or that maybe some of these kids are going and having bad experiences at the Sioux Empire Fair?
I think that's somewhat misrepresented, because 99% of people who go to the fair simply go to ride the rides, eat the food, play the games, and have a great deal of fun that way. What you're seeing on social media very often is just a small snippet of an incident or an altercation. What immediately preceded it or what happened immediately afterwards often isn't put on there, and so it can be misrepresented or misleading. It doesn't appear to us that there are a great deal of unprovoked attacks that are happening at the fair. That simply is not the case that we're seeing. We are seeing altercations among teenagers. We are seeing incidents that happen. But I think what we're seeing on social media is implying that these things are unprovoked. And while we discourage any violence out there, certainly the violence that we're seeing at times, and again, it is mostly rare, but the ones we do see are generally people that are mutually combative.
All right, so that would imply that there's provoked attacks.
We haven't had any reports of...
What does that mean exactly? What do you think?
Provoked attacks?
Yeah, right.
When you've got a group of kids confronting another group of kids who simply don't like each other, and then maybe some name-calling starts, and... From there, it turns into an altercation, anywhere from pushing and shoving to, maybe a fist fight or something.
Right. Has it changed over the past few years, or was this always a part of, hey, it's an event, lots of people are going to gather together, the days get hot, your feet get sore, there's going to be crime? Or do you feel, how long have you been with the Sheriff's Department?
23 years.
Do you feel like it has, that you're seeing an increase in incidents?
In my experience, and I've been associated in one way or the other with working the fair since about the year 2000, we've always had altercations. We've always had groups of teenagers who don't get along and get into fights out there. I think where we're seeing the difference now is the proliferation of cameras and social media, where people, instead of maybe breaking up a fight, will instead film it, where people, instead of trying to move away from these things so that they don't escalate, we'll film it instead, which in and of itself also can instigate some things. And so I don't think the rate of violence has necessarily increased, but what has increased is how much of it is put out there to the public instead of being reported to law enforcement, or being reported to law enforcement and then partially put onto social media. So what people see is just a small snippet of what happened.
What sort of presence does the Sheriff's Department have at the county fair?
We assign a number of deputy sheriffs out there, and we have reserve police officers along with them. Additionally, Sioux Falls Police Department has been kind enough to lend us an officer for the duration of the fair, and a number of their traffic officers work the traffic lights before and after concerts at the fair. As you know, at the fair, we have a free concert every night out there. And the parking lots can get really full. And so after the concert, the Sioux Falls Police Department will operate those lights. We also have a number of private security out there that the fair themselves hire.
All right. Let's talk about crime prevention and safety then. To parents, to adults, to kids who are going out, what are some of the top things that you would like people to be aware of?
What I would say is we're never going to prevent all of the all of the incidents that happen out there. But our officers and deputies are maintaining a very visible presence out there. And so if you see something start to happen, let law enforcement know so that we can prevent it or at least stop it from spreading. My suggestion to parents and teenagers is the earlier you go, the better. If you go late afternoon or early evening, the chances of these things happening are far less. Like I said, 99% of people, even all the way to the end of the fair each night, simply are there to have fun. But the times that we do have problems certainly seem to be a little bit later in the evening. And so I would say go enjoy yourself during the afternoon and early evening, and then, you know, maybe stay for the concert and then head on out.
You spoke about, the use of cell phone cameras and how that sort of changed the dynamic. And I'm wondering if some people feel that it's truly helpful to capture video footage for law enforcement. Does that help you to have, or if somebody has a video of something, or do you just say that is not something that we really are going to solicit because of the consequences of saying that?
If someone has it, we'd be happy to see it, but I can think of no instance as of yet in which someone who captured video footage with a cell phone camera has actually offered it to law enforcement at the fair this year. It certainly would be great, but I think most people who are filming it and getting footage of it are doing it for a completely different reason than to help solve a crime.
All right. How about thefts? Any advice to sort of prevent theft at the fair?
There's one very easy and simple way to prevent theft out of your car, and that's to lock your doors. Each year we have a number of cars that are broken into and items are stolen, and it seems like a vast majority of those incidents stem directly from having a car door unlocked. And it's a very simple way to stop that. We do have detectives, we do have cameras, we do have people actively working the parking lots trying to prevent these things from happening, because we would certainly rather prevent it from happening than have to, investigating a theft after it's already occurred.
How about lost kiddos? How do you sort of prevent losing your child, whether it's accidental or, might be intentional? Somebody has some malintent.
Yeah. If you are a parent bringing a smaller kiddo out there, please use the main entrance coming off the parking lot. The Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department Explorers Post is there handing out wristbands so that we can get information onto the kids in case they get separated or get lost. That way we can broadcast it to all the law enforcement out there which kiddo is missing or which kiddo maybe wandered away to go look at a really cool ride or something like that. And so I would encourage you to take advantage of that and get a wristband on on each kid that you bring out there.
All right. Have some fun. 30 seconds left. Where's the good food at? You're out there every day. Surely you have found the good food.
Well, the most important thing to find is the thing that you can't find anyplace else, and there is a place out there selling a Krispy Kreme donut cheeseburger. And I think it's very important that in every person's life they try it at least once.
And they didn't pay you to say that.
They did not.
Just good, honest reporting. Captain Mike Walsh with the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department. Hey, thanks so much. Enjoy the fair.
Thank you.